Welcome to the Poetry Break. I'm Mark Harshman, and today's poet is going to be Jane Ann Phillips.
What can I not say about Jane Ann Phillips? Surely one of the most gifted novelists living in America today.
Jane Ann Phillips was born and raised in West Virginia, and her work never fails to reveal her deep Appalachian roots with an honesty and a power achieved by few others. She is now regarded as one of the finest novelists living in America today. Her many books have garnered some of the most prestigious awards in the world. Best known for her fiction, she is as well the author of a marvelous early book of prose poems titled Sweethearts, from which I'll read today. Sweethearts. We went to the movies every Friday and Sunday. On Friday nights, the Colonial filled with an oily fragrance of teenagers while we hid in the back row of the balcony. An aura of light from the projection booth curved across our shoulders, round under cotton sweaters. Sacred grunts rose in black corners. The screen was far away and spilling color. Big men sweating on their horses and women with powdered breasts floating under satin. Near the end, the film smelled hot and twisted as boys shuddered and girls sank down in their seats. We ran to the lobby before the lights came up to stand by the big ash can and watch them walk slowly downstairs, mouths swollen and ripe. They drifted down like a sigh of steam. The boys held their arms tense and shuffled from one foot to the other while the girls sniffed and combed their hair in the big mirror. Outside, the neon lights on Main Street flashed stripes across asphalt in the rain. They tossed their heads and shivered like ponies. On Sunday afternoons, the theater was deserted, a church that smelled of something frying. Mrs. Costin stood at the door to tear tickets with her fat, buttered fingers. During the movie, she stood watching the traffic light change in the empty street, pushing her glasses up over her nose and squeezing a damp Kleenex. Mr. Penny was her skinny, yellow father. He stood by the office door with his big push broom, smoking cigarettes and coughing. Walking down the slanted floor to our seats, we heard the swish of her thighs behind the candy counter and our shoes sliding on the worn carpet. The heavy velvet curtain moved its folds. We waited, and a cavernous dark pressed close around us, its breath pulling at our faces. After the last blast of sound, it was Sunday afternoon, and Mr. Penny stood jingling his keys by the office door while we asked to use the phone. Before he turned the key, he bent over and pulled us close with his bony arms, stained fingers kneading our chests. He wrapped us in old tobacco and called us his little girls. I felt his wrinkled heart wheeze like a dog on a leash. Sweethearts, he whispered. Ooh, that's a creepy poem, but good. These prose poems of Jane Ann's reveal the little miracles that take place in the most common of experiences, Toad. We entered the gray air of the enclosed porch. Sitting motionless on the table was a small toad. I touched the cool, ridged skin. "Please hop," said my cousin, and nudged the silent body. "Don't touch it," said my brother. "Get some sticks from the woodpile." Twigs tapped in a pattern. Toad hopped over and around them. He danced for us. Someone slipped. The creature bled from its sheltered belly. Quiet and amazed, we caught the scent. My brother's stick moved to examine the cut, and Toad jumped, piercing itself. We prodded and rolled it, and when it was still, we looked at each other. The funeral took place on a sand pile. Touching the mound with a blue bucket, my cousin exclaimed, "I gave it a sky." For weeks, I was afraid of its yellow eyes. I was tiny, trapped in blue, dancing to a tap as a key turned on my back. Or sitting in a sand pile, head level with the wheel of my brother's dump truck, as he backed it toward me, crooning motor sounds. I didn't see the load of sand falling like mountains. At last, I grew desperate, alone in the yellow eyes. Removing the bucket, I dug into the grave. A few feet away, my father is moving out. A few feet away, he talks to my brothers about guns. One rifle goes, one stays in my mother's house. Which do they want, he asks them. Their words flow around me like cigarette smoke. It don't make any difference to me, but this one's the best for Rabbit, he says, fingering change far down in trouser pockets. One brother asks the other which he wants. The other says, it doesn't matter, doesn't matter, doesn't matter. Finally, David takes the gun from our father, climbs the stairs carrying its long, draped form. My older brother looks at me, doesn't see the smoke. He seems solid. He lives here. Our father walks into the kitchen murmuring, it'll kill rabbits and birds, and if you go after deer, just use slugs. These poems were from the book Sweethearts, published originally in 1976 by Truck Books. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Mark Harshman, wishing you good words in the air and on the page.